This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And as I look outside, I can't help but think of the verse before it. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. I love to come to these places, and I love to be out of doors, and it's just... Wait a minute. Thank you. I guess I would have to say, okay, I'm a little bit unsteady and I have to still use my security cane and so on and so forth, but bear with me. Can you hear me back there in the back? Okay, very good. I can't help but think of last Sunday. There were a number of comments made about last Sunday and how what a deep and wonderful service we had. And so those of you who were there might remember that. And I think the key to the whole thing was the fact that as we've begun here this morning, the Lord Jesus was center of everything that happened. The call to worship, the confession of sin, the message, all focused and centered on the Lord Jesus. And so consequently, you know, the Holy Spirit comes down and He takes charge and orchestrates as only He can. And we come away perhaps triply, quadruply blessed. And so this morning I want to kind of, in a sense, carry on in that direction. And if you will, please, take your Bibles. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to those of you. Beautiful day to celebrate Mother's Day. If you take your Bible and turn to the book of Titus, we're going to be looking in the second chapter of the book of Titus at a very wonderful section that talks about our lovely Lord Jesus. So, if you would turn to Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. All right. Reading, Titus chapter 2, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, we're talking about the Lord Jesus there, hath appeared to all men. And then there's a change in who he's talking to or who he's talking about. He says, teaching us. And this morning I want you to remember that whenever you see the word us in Holy Scripture, or the word we even, it's usually, if not always, referring to the regenerated body of Christ. So when you see the word us, or when you hear the word us here, it's talking about believers. It's not talking about the all men, okay? He's talking about us. So, beginning again, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Turn now back, if you would, to the book of Philippians. We're going to be in chapter 2, carrying on the theme of all hail the power of Jesus' name. Beginning in the second chapter, verse 5. We're ready. Okay. Listen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. I love that passage. Closing this morning in our call to worship with the words from one of my favorite hymns, "He was wounded for our transgression." This is an old hymn. It's not all that old necessarily, but it's an older hymn. And here's how it reads. First verse, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He bore our sins in his body on the tree. For our guilt, he gave us peace. From our bondage, gave release. And with his stripes, and with his stripes, and with his stripes, our souls are healed." And this, of course, if you're familiar with that beautiful passage in Isaiah chapter 53, it's right out of Isaiah 53. All right? "He was numbered amongst transgressors. We did esteem him forsaken by his God. As our sacrifice, he died that the law be satisfied. And all our sin, and all our sin, and all our sin was laid on him." We had wandered, we all had wandered, far from the fold of the shepherd of the sheep. But he sought us where we were, on the mountains bleak and bare, and brought us home, and brought us home, and brought us safely home to God. Who can number his generation? Who shall declare all the triumphs of his cross? Millions dead now live again. Myriads follow in his train. Victorious Lord, victorious Lord, victorious Lord and coming King. And all God's people said, Amen. Father, thank you for this moment that we have together to look into your word and to see the things that you have written about your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to remember the points, Lord, that we know about him, Father, his omniscience. The fact, Father, that we come today to worship, we come today to worship you, Father, but yet we also want to lift up our lovely Lord Jesus. And so, Father, that your Holy Spirit would be able to fall on us here this morning freely, fully, that you would open our eyes that we might see and open our ears that we might hear. And then, Father, take that concrete heart that we have in us and change it to a fleshly heart if that needs to be done. In everything, Father, we praise you, asking only in Jesus' name. Amen.